By now you've probably heard about these lawsuits that were a precursor to the coal ash spill near the Virginia border. Here's the deal. The Federal Clean Water Act was passed in 1972. Its basic function is to regulate pollutants that discharge into waterways, and it allows anyone to call attention to a possible problem.
The logic behind the act is that the citizens who have found the violation notify the state, and the state then has the opportunity to vigorously enforce the law.
Frank Holloman is senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center, SELC. His group has said for years that Duke Energy is in violation of the Clean Water Act. Coal ash is the byproduct of coal burned to create power. The coal ash is mixed with water and stored in unlined lagoons or ponds. It contains potentially toxic substances such as arsenic, selenium, aluminum, and other heavy metals. The SELC sampled waterways near Duke's coal ash ponds and found some of these toxins. There have never been federal or North Carolina laws regulating coal ash. In total, there are millions of tons of coal ash at 31 ponds around the state.
Those 31 are at 14 sites, and we have been saying for months and warning Diener and the governor and the legislature and Duke that there were 14 disasters waiting to happen.
So Holloman's group filed several federal lawsuits trying to force Duke's hand. The SELC has said all along coal ash in unlined pits near waterways is risky. The organization wants the ash moved to lined landfills and covered. After the SELC filed the suit, Duke had 60 days to address the problem and stop the violations. It didn't. The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources, Diener, had 60 days to decide whether to let the suit move through or step in and file a state lawsuit, blocking the federal one. Diener took the case, and that's where Holloman says environmentalists were cut out of the conversation as the state began negotiating a settlement with Duke.
Their desired outcome was what I call one-size-fits-all.
John Scavarla is the head of Diener.
Their only acceptable remedy was dig them up, move them to lined landfills, and cover them. I can assure you it's not that simple.
Secretary Scavarla has come out in defense of his agency. Last week he called a press conference to criticize media reports and explain the state's position. Scavarla says there are risks to moving coal ash, but didn't elaborate. He also says Diener's proposed settlement with Duke included a $99,000 fine. Scavarla notes that would have been the biggest fine the state had ever issued to Duke or any utility. He adds any settlement would keep this from carrying on for years in the courts.
Somehow or another, this perception has been created that we are adversaries to the citizens groups, when in fact, we are all on the same side of the table. We are partners.
The proposed settlement did not include any specific plan or timeline for the cleanup or removal of coal ash. Holloman says the $99,000 fine amounts to very little for a $50 billion company. He believes the entire settlement proposal is flawed.
We could have filed a lawsuit together. They could have worked with us. They could have included us in the settlement negotiations. But they chose not to do that. Instead, they chose to enter into a deal unilaterally with Duke without public participation, and then in the course of the litigation to try to restrict our ability to participate as much as they possibly could.
The SELC has filed similar lawsuits in South Carolina, but with significantly different results. Utility companies there agreed to clean up coal ash. One company has begun disposal, while another has pledged to remove millions of tons of the ash and store it in a lined landfill.
Diener has not been representing the people or the public interest. Instead, Diener has been trying to put in place a settlement that would protect Duke from having to actually clean up its pollution. And Diener has not been treating the citizens as their partners.
The state lawsuit filed by Diener against Duke moved forward. When the two sides reached a potential settlement, it triggered a public comment period, a requirement of any proposed agreement over violations of the Clean Water Act. About 5,000 people spoke out against the deal. One, a Duke employee, went on the record as being in favor of it. Governor Pat McCrory has been in office for 13 months. He worked at Duke for 29 years. Environmental groups have long said the state's relationship with Duke Energy is too cozy. The federal government is now investigating if there is truth to that. Prosecutors are looking for any bribes, payments, or items of value, benefits that could have influenced the proposed lawsuit settlement. The state asked a federal judge to hold off on considering that proposed settlement 2 weeks ago. Hours later, the subpoenas were handed down. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio. WUNC.